The governor said Monday whoever leads the agency has a tough job.
The mission of the Department of Environmental Quality really is, and I'll quote, to protect human health and quality of life by protecting and enhancing the environment.
Herbert said Alan Matheson is the best person to lead that effort once Amanda Smith steps down later this month to join the private sector. Matheson's tackled environmental issues from all sides. A lawyer, he's worked for a regulated power company and led the growth planning think tank Envision Utah. He's worked for the conservation group Trout Unlimited, and he's led the Herbert administration's negotiations on clean car, clean fuel standards.
I recognize very clearly that clean air, clean water, healthy landscapes are foundational to so many of the things that we want to do and are doing in this state.
Environmental activists call Matheson a good listener and praise him for welcoming diverse input. Here are Charisse Udell, co-founder of Utah Moms for Clean Air, and Brian Mensch, founder of Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment.
He has his heart in the right place. He comes from an environmental background.
We respect his knowledge of environmental issues, and we look forward to being able to work with him.
The DEQ has around 380 employees and a budget of $57 million. Matheson will officially start his new job once the Senate confirms his appointment, probably next month. Judy Fays, KUER News.